Welcome to Craft Coffee, a manual by Jessica Isto and Andreas Wilhoff, a book that reframes home brewing as a precise, learnable skill rather than guesswork. Here is the counterintuitive part. The single most important upgrade you can make has nothing to do with your coffee maker. Jessica Isto is a Chicago-area freelance writer and editor. Andreas Wilhoff is an American coffee professional who grew up in Sycamore, Illinois. Isto and Wilhoff build their entire framework around one core idea. Brewing coffee is an extraction process, and quality depends on controlling that process. Hot water dissolves soluble compounds from roasted grounds, but not all of them taste good. Desirable compounds, sweetness, acidity, complexity, dissolve at different rates than bitter or astringent ones. The Specialty Coffee Association has established that an extraction yield of 18-22% of the coffee's dry weight produces the most balanced cup. Below that range, the brew tastes sour or underdeveloped. Above it, harshness takes over. Brew strength, measured as total dissolved solids ideally between 1.15 and 1.35%, must be managed separately from extraction yield. According to the authors, five variables govern extraction and strength: grind size, water temperature, brew ratio, brew time, and agitation. Grind size is among the most powerful. Finer grinds accelerate extraction, coarser grinds slow it. These variables are interdependent, so adjusting one typically demands compensating changes in the others. Water quality matters too, since brewed coffee is roughly 98-99% water. Water that is too soft extracts poorly. Water that is too hard produces off flavors. The authors recommend filtered tap water and warn against distilled water entirely. Isto and Wilhoff argue that the grinder is the single most consequential piece of equipment a home brewer can own, more important than the brewing device itself. Blade grinders produce inconsistent particle sizes, causing simultaneous over- and under-extraction in the same cup. Burr grinders crush coffee between two surfaces set at a fixed distance, delivering far more uniform results and a noticeably better cup. The book identifies two main burr grinder designs: flat burr and conical burr. Each has trade-offs in consistency, noise, and price. Hand grinders offer quality at lower cost. Electric grinders add convenience without sacrificing uniformity. Beyond the grinder, the authors profile brewing devices across two fundamental categories. Immersion brewers like the French press steep grounds in water for a fixed time and tend to be forgiving. Percolation brewers like the Chemex or Hario V60 pass water continuously through a coffee bed, rewarding careful technique with greater flavor clarity. Filter type shapes the final cup in ways many brewers overlook. Paper filters trap oils and fine particles, producing a cleaner, brighter result. Metal and cloth filters allow more oils through, adding body and richness to the brew. The SCA's coffee brewing control chart ties all of these variables together into one diagnostic framework. It maps extraction yield against brew strength, helping brewers identify whether a problem is under-extraction, over-extraction, or a concentration issue. In the book's view, this chart is a tool for informed troubleshooting, not a rigid rulebook. The central argument of the book is clear and consistent. Great coffee at home is not a matter of luck or expensive gear. It is the result of understanding the variables and making deliberate choices about how to control them. Start with better water, invest in a burr grinder, and the rest follows from there. The book identifies two main burr grinder designs, flat burr and conical burr. Each has trade-offs in consistency, noise, and price. Hand grinders offer quality at lower cost. Electric grinders add convenience without sacrificing uniformity. Beyond the grinder, the authors profile brewing devices across two fundamental categories. Immersion brewers like the French press steep grounds in water for a fixed time and tend to be forgiving. Percolation brewers like the Chemex or Hario V60 pass water continuously through a coffee bed, rewarding careful technique with greater flavor clarity. Filter type shapes the final cup in ways many brewers overlook. Paper filters trap oils and fine particles, producing a cleaner, brighter result. Metal and cloth filters allow more oils through, adding body and richness to the brew. The SCA's coffee brewing control chart ties all of these variables together into one diagnostic framework. It maps extraction yield against brew strength, helping brewers identify whether a problem is under-extraction, over-extraction, or a concentration issue. In the book's view, this chart is a tool for informed troubleshooting, not a rigid rulebook. The central argument of the book is clear and consistent. Great coffee at home is not a matter of luck or expensive gear. It is the result of understanding the variables and making deliberate choices about how to control them. Start with better water, invest in a burr grinder, and the rest follows from there.